in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation.
Welcome to day one of our 14 days mid-year mega harvest fasting and prayer. Somebody say mega harvest. Never forget it. Say mega harvest fast and prayer. We are starting today, Monday. We'll continue till 16th. And if you think the 14 days is long, think again, because it's not long. I'm telling you, by the time we reach Sunday, 1 week is already gone. It will be just 7 days left. So it's not long. Tell your neighbor it's not long. Oh yes. But it's very necessary. Think of the benefits and the blessings of this 14 days fast. Think of what it will do for you. Think of the great and mighty things that the Lord is set to do as you partner with Him through this prayer and fasting exercise. Think of all the blessings and benefits. Are you aware that there are blessings attached to fasting? Apart from even prayer, fasting alone, minus even prayer, attracts so many blessings. When correctly done, when you do it according to scriptural guidelines, Jesus said there are blessings attached to fasting. There are rewards. There are rewards. Praise God. Jesus said, when you fast, in his teaching, I think it's Matthew 6, he started by saying, when you give alms, he started with giving and charity. When you give alms to the poor, then he went on to say, when you pray, then he moved on, when you fast, and that's where I'm going. Go down, down, down. When thou, you see, these are tripartite force that will shift your life like night and day. If you combine those three things, that's giving, prayer, fasting. Aha! This tripartite combination, it will explode your life like a dynamo, like a dynamite. Am I communicating? This tripartite force, when combined, giving, prayer, fasting, is an unbeatable tripartite force that will revolutionize your life like night and day. Are you listening? If you want to deal with any issue, any stubborn issue, permanently, you want to cut off the head of that monster, combine these three tripartite force: giving, especially sacrificial giving, prayers, heartfelt continued prayer, then what? Fasting. And Jesus talked about the three of them. He started with giving, then he moved on to what? He started with giving, charity, generosity. He moved on to prayer and then fast. Go and study that Matthew 6 from verse 1 very well. Eh? Okay, I'm interested in the fasting part. He said, moreover, when ye fast, not if. Not if. In other words, fasting is not optional. You know, there are many believers that have not been well taught. They see fasting as an option. No. It's a part and parcel of the believer's full health package. You cannot be spiritually healthy when you don't fast. It's not possible. Is, listen, prayer, fasting, they are all part and parcel of a believer's spiritual health package. Am I communicating? Let no week pass without you fasting. Am I communicating? You know, there are spiritual exercises you do to gym up spiritually, to keep fit. If you must be spiritually fit, there are some exercises that you must be accustomed to. You must do those exercises to keep fit, to maintain your spiritual fitness. So we gym up in the spirit. One of them is prayer. You learn to pray. You pray in the spirit and all of that. Then another one is fasting. Another one is meditation on God's word. Am I communicating? These are spiritual exercises that build you up spiritually. They build your spiritual muscles. They help you to maintain spiritual fitness. Or else you will not be fit spiritually. Am I communicating? Moreover, when ye fast, not if, be not as the hypocrites. Okay? So don't fast hypocritically. Who of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. So Jesus said, don't fast religiously. Okay? Don't fast religiously. Don't fast just for show off. Don't fast for religious facade. Am I communicating? He said, don't behave like those hypocrites. Okay? The Pharisee, most of the times, they fast too. Those people, they fast. Twice a week, they fast. I told you, the Pharisee, Tuesdays and Thursday, they are fasting day. The early church fasted Wednesdays and what? Fridays. He said, don't fast like those hypocrites, the Pharisee. Okay? But so he told us how not to fast. Then he went on to show us how to fast. He says, if you fast, these people, he says, that are hypocritical, he says, verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Because they are fasting for show off, to show human beings, to show people that they are fasting. Jesus said, that's the only reward they will get. Then next verse. He said, but thou, when thou fastest, that's when you are fasting, anoint thy head, wash thy face. In other words, look good, smell good, take your bath. Am I communicating? Some people say they are fasting. Even brush, they no brush. Their mouth, it smell, teeth, everything. Which kind of thing is that? I've been fasting for the past 7 days. Shut up. Look at what Jesus said. Am I communicating? Fasting is no excuse for you to be looking messy. You know, even bath. People come around you. Terrible odor. Haba. No. Jesus said, when thou fast, anoint thy head, wash thy face. Next verse, 18. He said, that thou appear not unto men to fast. Yes. If possible, let people not even know you are fasting. Am I communicating? Praise God. Some people say they are fasting. They will be announcing to their neighbor, Mama Nkechi, I beg, are they fast too? I'm 14 days fasting. We are fasting in AGMI. I'm telling you so that you will not look for my trouble. I know one quarrel. Make you not spoil my fast. He says that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. You see that? And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. So Jesus said, there are rewards attached to fasting when you do it correctly and scripturally. He said, your father which seeth in secret. Do you know, as you are fasting, your heavenly father is seeing you. As you are fasting in secret, he's seeing you. All those times that hunger will come, you say, no, you discipline yourself, I will not eat. Am I communicating? Rather, I will eat the word of God. I will drink prayer like water. I will listen to messages. I will worship God. I will listen to worship songs. Are you getting me? God is watching you as you are doing those things. As you are investing in your spiritual growth, as you are investing in building your spirit, as you are investing in intimacy with God, as you are investing in fellowship with the Holy Spirit, in fellowship with the Word, he said, your Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Fasting may be done in the secret, but Jesus said the reward is what? Open, public, openly. And guess what? Prayer and fasting is a major secret of speed in life and ministry. Speed. Supernatural speed. That's one thing many people don't know. Go and check. Listen. Simple research and study will reveal to you that people that invest in prayer with fasting and churches and ministry that do, you will realize that they enjoy what we call speedy accomplishment. Speedy supernatural accomplishment. How many of you know Reinhard Bonnke? Eh? I remember when Reinhard Bonnke came to Jos for crusade. That should be 2015 or so. Sorry, 2005. 2005, 2006. I'm not too sure. Either 2005 or 2006. What year was that? Okay, 2005. I was in 200 level medical school. I remember. They use this, is it feeling sukwa? Good. I was in that crusade. If you see the crowd, till today, there is no meeting. Since I was born, there is no meeting in this Jos. In fact, in the whole of Plateau State, I have seen that kind of crowd. Am I communicating? You see Reinhard Bonnke crusade all across the world. You see millions gather. But do you know that before every Reinhard Bonnke crusade, his team, am I communicating? He has a team, a crusade team. His team members, they go on 40 days prayer and fasting. 40 days straight before every major crusade. See, listen, nothing just happens, though. Things are made to happen. There are spiritual forces that are being released anytime you fast. Are you getting? When we say fasting, it's not only Christians that fast too. Demonic people fast too. Anytime they want to carry out major demonic operation, and secure the help of demons. They want to activate the ministry of demons in their number. They go on fasting. A man of God was on air, on board, plane, traveling. Is it from some America to China? And then he was seated next to another passenger. He noticed that anytime they bring food, this person will not eat. Long journey, over 13 hours. So some of you will have eaten 5 times. Now listen, you notice that anytime they bring food, this particular guy will just say he's not interested. He has not eaten throughout. So towards the end of the flight, he then got talking with him. In his mind, he thought he was a solid Christian that is fasting. He said, wow, I notice you are not eating. He said, yes. He said, you must be a good Christian. The guy said, Satan forbid, Lucifer forbid. What? He was surprised. He said, what do you mean? He said that they are on a fast. He's an agent of the devil. He said they are on a 100 days fast. What is their goal? He said their goal is to bring down great men of God, to destroy them and their ministry, to see that they fall They fall to pride. They fall to sexual immorality, adultery, fornication, whatever. He said, that's why they are fasting. No. This is a demonic agent. Can you remember when Jezebel wanted to kill Naboth and collect his vineyard forcefully and give Ahab her husband, who was the king? Because Naboth said he will not give King Ahab his father's inheritance. It's a taboo in Israel. It's an abomination. You don't give your father's inheritance out. Even though his vineyard was very close to King Ahab's palace. King Ahab said, give me your this. I won't plant alefo. I won't do garden. He said, for where? he said, he cannot give his father's this, you know. Then Ahab became sad, went home. His wife looked at his countenance. Sir, what's the problem? He said, I say, make it give me. I won't farm. I won't do small alefo farm. You know, Greek give me. He said, the wife said, is that all? Say, come on, cheer up, eat food. He said, I will collect. What a woman. The daughter, Jezebel, the daughter of Etbaal. She came up with a plan, wrote a letter, signed it, used the king's stamp, signet ring, stamped it, sent it to the elders in Jezreel, where Naboth lived. And what was the content of the letter? He said they should put two witnesses that will testify against Naboth that he has blasphemed God and the king, that they should stone him to death, he should die, that the punishment for blasphemy, death by stoning, that they should put him in the middle, set witnesses against him, they should stone him to death. But what surprised me was another thing. He said they should what? Fast, to in order to make the operation successful. She said they should add fasting to smite with the feast of wickedness. She said they should fast. Why? Because the fasting will give them favor with demon spirit that will now move the people to carry out the evil act. That's why I say it's not only we in the kingdom that fast. Demonic people fast too. Go and check all the religions with global influence that have remained transgenerational. All the top religion in the world, they fast. Am I lying? Christianity, Islam, don't they fast? Look at Judaism, don't they fast? Any religion that will command global influence, you will see that fasting is a constant. Why? Because when you engage in prayer and fasting, you start doing business with spirits. If you are fasting unto God, angels are activated. The Holy Spirit is activated in your favor. But when you are fasting to the devil, it's Satan and demons that will be activated. Am I communicating? Fasting is a spiritual law of influence. John the Baptist, the Bible says he did no miracle. He didn't have a miracle ministry. Yet, this guy commanded such an influence that people were leaving cities to go and listen to him in the wilderness. They left the comfort. They bypassed the synagogue. They congregated in the wilderness. He was abusing them. They were still coming. He was not even preaching a seeker-friendly message. He was calling them all generation of vipers. Snakes. Maliko barakataya. The Bible says he was preaching. There went to him Jerusalem, Judea, all the region round about Jordan. Can you imagine that level of influence? And what was his secret? Bible says he lived a fasted life. Jesus even testified. He said John came not eating and drinking. They say he is possessed. The Son of Man came eating and drinking. But they say he's a glutton. But before Jesus was eating and drinking, he went on 40 days prayer and fasting before his ministry commenced. 40 days. And it's not like this your own, that some of you are waiting for six to break. His own was dry fasting. And I didn't say go on 60 days dry fast. That was a supernatural fast. Okay? Want to do dry fasting on your own? Don't go beyond highest. Give and take 7 days. That's without water. Don't go beyond 7 days. But it's advisable, even if you are going on dry fasting, drink water. But you want to do dry Pro Max, then don't. 3 days advice by medical advice, 3 days. But worst come to worst, let it not go beyond 7 days. Okay? Research shows that human beings cannot survive without water more than 7 days, except it's a supernatural fast. A supernatural fast. That was what Jesus went on. Moses too went on it. 40 days, 40 nights. Now you don't do it in the energy of the flesh. It's by the spirit. Okay? Without food, human being can survive up to a month. Without water, 7 days. So no doubt and no peace. Okay? And when you go on dry fasting, break it with wisdom. Or else you end up in jute emergency ward. You understand? And people have, they went on dry fasting 7 days. They want to break and they start with amala or akpu or pounded yam. And by the time they take one, it don't become another emergency. They don't know that when you go on dry fasting, there are some changes that happen to your intestine and your stomach. It takes time for you to recover to the pre-fasting state. So when you want to break, start with liquid food, anything liquid. That's what you should start with. Then after some maybe 12 hours or so, graduate to semi-solid. Then after a day or two, you can, from semi-solid, you can now talk of solid, not that just straight. Praise God. Receive sense in Jesus' name. No, we have to teach these things, because some people, they don't know how to fast. They don't even know how to break the fast. At least we are not doing dry fasting. You can take water. See, the essence of fasting is not for you to just deny your body food and then you are waiting for time to break the fast. The essence of fasting is that you are not eating food so that you will have enough time to eat the word of God and drink prayer like water. That's it. And give yourself to spiritual things. Get busy. Somebody say, now when are they fast? It will look as if time is not moving again. It's because you are not busy. You are not busy. You are not busy. When you are fasting, get busy with the things of God. Get busy. Get busy. Am I communicating? Get busy with the word of God. Study it. Eat it. Meditate. Eat it. It's food. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone. You see, the problem is, during fasting, some people are starving their body, and then they are starving their spirit. So what's the value of the fast now? Food you are not eating, understandable, because you are fasting. But the word of God that you are supposed to eat and feed your spirit strong, you are not eating that one again. So what was the purpose of the fast? Prayer, you are not praying. You are looking for activity to distract yourself. You even pull move yourself. Hope you know that it's not only food that we fast. You also fast pleasurable activities. Yes. You also fast what? Pleasurable activities. The things you used to do just to chillax, to chill and relax. Those things, for some people is watching movies, some people is football, all those pleasurable activities to that you usually do to just catch fun. You're also fasting those things. For married people, that includes sex during the period of the fast. Husband and wife, you come together, okay, agree, we are fasting. It's in the Bible, so no sex during that period until when you break the fast. Maybe after you break, you can do whatever, no problem. But during the fast, no sex. Are you getting the point? It's part of those play. So, for some people, it's social media. Yes. Some not too much TV. We fast those things too. Praise God. Except you are using the internet and social media to listen to messages or read something that will set you on fire. Am I communicating? Or you are using it to bless people? If not, you know, you don't have business there. Say you sit down, you are watching Brain Jotter. No. You invest in spirituals. You give more time to spiritual things when you are fast. Am I communicating? Sheleko buraka palataya. Jesus said, when you fast correctly, there are rewards. My prayer is that you will not miss out of all these rewards. In the name of Jesus. Oh, fasting gives you speed. Pastor Nenku gave that. Give me 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41. You saw how Elijah prayed. Prayer, is when combined with the intensifier called fasting, gives you so much speed. Speed, speed, speed. Fasting and prayer is a system of activating prophecy. When we stepped into this new year, God gave us a prophetic word. This is our year of what? Supernatural harvest. Now, part of our strategy and system or way of activating that prophetic word to manifestation is by engaging what? Fasting with prayer. Are you getting me? It's a system of activating prophecy, or else it can be delayed or even denied expression in the earth realm because they are demonic opposition. Am I communicating? Some people prayed, God have heard, God have answered, God have released the answer from heaven, but they have not seen the answer on earth. Why? Because demons hijacked it. Demonic interference. It happened to Daniel. The angel told him, from the very first day you began to pray, your words were heard, answers were released. But Daniel waited 21 days. He didn't see the answer. But thank God he didn't stop on day one. He added fasting to the prayer. Fasting, when you fast, you are calling for angelic reinforcement. Am I communicating? It was his fasting that made God to release Angel Michael to go and help Angel Gabriel to ensure that the answer get to him. Am I communicating? See, as you fast, angelic forces are activated in your favor. I'm telling you, angels are activated. Fasting and prayer activate the ministry of angels. They begin to speed up things. Aya, they begin to speed up your life. They begin to cause you to enjoy speedy supernatural accomplishment. Things begin to fall in place. Am I communicating? The grace for supernatural accomplishment. The grace to do exploit. The Bible says, for the people that do know their God, Daniel 11:32, they shall be strong and they shall do what? Exploit. Exploit is a function of strength. What are exploits? Exploits are attention commanding supernatural results. Attention commanding accomplishments. Am I communicating? You do things in record time that human beings may take them 200 lifetimes for them to accomplish. Are you getting me? Look at Pastor E. Adeboye. The man pastoring, I don't know whether that one is a church or like a city. You understand? Is it how many kilometers by how many kilometers now? The old one used to be 2 kilometers. The new one, 2 by 2. But the new one is more than that too. Is it 4? 4 kilometers. That almost like the city of Ibadan. That was a vision God gave him. Go and study his life. Pastor E. Adeboye said, I can count on my hand how many days I eat in a year. He said he can count with his hand how many days in a whole year. 365 days. He can count how many times he eats. Redeem is in 198 countries. I told you recent statistics show that Redeem is the largest denomination, church denomination, the largest in Nigeria, in Africa, in the whole world right now. In the whole, largest as in Pentecostal in the whole world. Okay, because the Catholics are the largest denomination in the whole world. But when you talk of Pentecostal denomination, Redeem is the largest. Then when you talk of Nigeria, do you know Redeem is even bigger than the Roman Catholic Church in Nigeria? That's Redeem is not just the largest Pentecostal denomination in Nigeria, it's the largest denomination, whether Orthodox or Pentecostal, anyone, is the largest. Even more than Roman Catholic Church, which is very unusual. Do you know how long Roman Catholic Church has been around? Thousands of years old. Now, one major secret of Pastor E. Adeboye is prayer with fasting. I'm telling you, combined with humility. Are you getting me? It's one of major secrets. The anointing is not in the shout. Oh, how many times do you see him shout? The anointing is not in the volume of your voice. It's not by clashing cymbals. Oh, you are joking. Clash the cymbal, increase the volume. Go and try it now. See instrument. Go and do it and see whether anything will happen. See, the power is in the spirit. Are you getting me? Through priesthood. Tomorrow I will start teaching you on priesthood. See, listen. It is through priesthood that we take over territories. Our kingly authority and power is derived from priestly practices. It's derived from our priesthood. There are priestly disciplines. There are priestly demands on a daily basis to keep your fire burning. And as you do those things, you rise in authority. You rise in power. Am I communicating? Our priesthood is the secret of our kingly authority and power. Where the word of a king is, there is power. But the power comes through what? Priesthood. You release that power by engaging in priesthood. Now listen, if you ever see a powerful native doctor operating with the power of the devil, you will notice that they spend more time engaging in demonic priesthood activities than they even spend seeing people. Do you notice that? Ask yourself, what do native doctors do before customers come? Somebody say priesthood, but it's demonic, the demonic type. He spends time communing with the gods. You even see dancing. You will look at him and think he's mad. You will say this is a mumu. But that's the secret of the power. It's priesthood. That is the secret. After he has done those things for hours, for long, then he comes with power. And when people come with their problem, he uses demonic power, the ones he can solve. This is the secret of kingly authority, dominion, and power. I will start teaching you on priesthood tomorrow. And we'll continue. If I don't finish tomorrow, we'll continue. Thank God we have 7 days. Are you getting me? Now rise to your feet. I say, thank you, ma. 14. See, the thing is looking short in my eyes now. Kaladigobora baladaya. Look at how Elijah prayed. He told the servant, go and check first time. He said, I see nothing. He said, go and check again. He said, I see nothing. He said, go and check. Go and check. Go and check. Until the seventh time. And seven is the number of perfection. And this is your month of perfection. This is July, the seventh month. There are things that must happen. They must shall. You drag them from the spirit realm into this physical with spiritual power, and you make that power available through prayer. Are you getting me? James showed us, so you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Now you can carry that power and die like chicken if you don't know how to make it. If you don't know the skill and method of making that power available, power for progress, power for protection and preservation, power for prosperity, power even for Christian living, power to overcome temptation, power to rise in life as if the devil does not exist. Raya Gabalataya. James 5:16b, the earnest, that power you have received in the person of the Holy Ghost is showing us how to make it available. And I've said it over and over again. It is available power that is usable. It is available power that is what? Usable. That's what you use to get things done. That is what we call active power. That is what we call operative functional power. And God does answers our prayer, meets our need according to the power that worketh. He's talking of available, the power you have made available through prayer. Are you getting me? Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think, according to the power, not the one that is resident in us, no, not the one that is deposited in us potentially, no, according to the power that worketh. The Greek word is energio. It means active power, functional power, the one you have made available through prayer. Have you ever gone to withdraw money from ATM and they say it's temporary, unable to what? Dispense cash. It didn't say you don't have the amount in your account. You have the amount, oh, you have it in your account, it's there. Your account balance, let's say, is 20,000. You want to withdraw 5,000. But because there is no money at that point in the ATM machine will say temporarily unable to dispense cash. Not that cash is not available. Not that cash is not in your account. It's deposited, but you it's not made available to you. Am I communicating? So you are now stranded. You are now moving as if you don't have money. To ensure that does not happen to you, you must learn how to what? Make power available. There was a time I was running temperature, having malaria. I even vomited inside the car, a medical student. I went to school, malaria was dealing with me, headache, fever everywhere. I enter car, I was going back home. In the car, I threw up. People were saying, hey, sorry, oh, hey, yeah, sorry, go Jute now. Me that I'm coming from Jute. Nah, I went to my house, I locked the door. I said, what? I knew that the power to heal me is inside me. What I need is to make it available. Healing power is there inside, though. I started blasting in tongues. Shakatakata. I pray until I sweated, until I generated firepower, and the fire from the prayer swallowed up the fever, and I was healed totally. And that was how malaria was dealt with. Are you getting me? You must know how to fight. Know how to make power. This is your life that look as if things are not working. The power to work it out is inside you. But you must make it available. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly. God will do all these things, but it's going to be according to the power that worketh in us. Now lift up your voice. We just have 1 minute, 1-2 minutes, and make power available. Power for unstoppable progress. Nobody can stop you and your family this year. Nobody can stop your progress this year. Nobody can stop your prosperity this year. Likito barakataya. Power to crush opposition. Power to break barriers.
Likilose Villa Party Evegedegedegedia Agabakatasito Barakatai Evrendo Botaya Explosive Power Likito Bayagadagadai Shatter Barriers Break Opposition Lisopotei Break demonic delays, hindering forces, Evalatula Bagadai, Igaleko Breketeketea, Azoro Tekeba, Abalatizo Brakatai, Ekopokoto Pokoto, Egabagata Brakatai. You must learn the skill of persevering in prayer. Efuratatai, you press in the spirit, you press in the spirit. The old timers call it push. You pray until something happens. You pray until you prevail in the spirit. You pray. You pray. You press. Until you broker power to prevail. And then you prevail in the spirit. And get the note of victory. Until you complete the transaction fully. You complete the transaction in the spirit. Agabaka tekepa. Avalataya. Erogoboto. Eragabatai. Ebrakatai. My life must make progress. My progress must be evident for all to see. I must reap my harvest. Ifoloteke balakida. Harvest answers to spiritual power. Evorokotoba. It takes power to bring in the harvest. Iteke palataya. Erokopoto. Souls don't get harvested like that. It is power that you need to reap the harvest of souls. Ifotekeba. You put in the sickle of fire power. Ivapatataya. Erakabakataka brakatai. Efotobalatena. Shalabakatai. Rodegebo sepelete. Embrekete. Suletete. Egabagada. Ayagabalatai. Ebrakata. Eragabatai. Ebrakata. My life must work. My business must work. My family must work.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Sagal King or to partner with us, please visit www.avalancheofglory.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 080-6530-2610 or 070-3699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.